Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Daniel chapter 4, verses 19 through 22. Verse 19 reads, "Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonied for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth." Ladies and gentlemen, that was Daniel chapter 4, verses 19 through 22. Now here is the sense of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. Whereas Daniel had had no reticence about interpreting Nebuchadnezzar's first dream to him, he now was reluctant to interpret this second dream, yet, of course, he was obedient. The first dream exalted Nebuchadnezzar, he was the head of gold. But this second dream debased him. when the king saw Daniel's reluctance and how that he was troubled, he encouraged Daniel not to be alarmed, but to share its meaning with him. Daniel respectfully stated that he wished the dream pertained to the king's enemies. Daniel repeated the description of the greatness of the tree and then explained that the tree represented Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel tactfully gave the good news first, like the tree. Nebuchadnezzar had become great and strong, and his kingdom had been expanded and consolidated under his rule. His kingdom had become greater than any kingdom up to that time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day of your life and pray without ceasing to God about everything and for wisdom to understand it. That is His Word, and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ if you have not done so, and thou shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell and saved to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God have raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6